Have the roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz, and today we are coming to you live, and it's interesting. I have with me my guest for this morning. I find it quite interesting. He doesn't do what I used to when I meet people. You know, they do the regular jobs, bankers, lawyers, doctors. He does something quite interesting. So first of all, I want to tell you the title of our show for today is Marriage, Divorce, and Finance. And it's about Money Coach for Women in Transition. And the description is, how do you handle your finances after you get divorced? Okay, so now the name of my guest is Neil Palachi. And, like I said to my listeners, you can always read a bio online. So I'd rather just start talking and we'll get to know Neil. So, Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Naftali. How are you?
Oh, thank God. Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You know, it's pretty windy out here in Southern California, so I'm just trying to stay upright.
Yes, it has been. I mean, this is kind of new for me. As I told my listeners, we only been living here for 8 months, so there's definitely a lot of things to get used to around here, including the earthquakes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully we won't have too many of those coming up this year, but I tell you, that wind today is something else, so
Stay safe. Exactly. So, you know, so Neil, so let's start by obviously the first thing is, what exactly do you do and why is it unique?
Well, you know, Naftali, thank you for asking that, because as you mentioned in your intro, what I do is unique. Most people don't know about it, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to be on your show and tell people a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. I think most people have heard of money coaching, but when you do money coaching specifically for divorced and widowed women, that's quite unusual. My background is as a financial planner and an insurance agent for almost 25 years. I don't sell insurance or manage money or sell investments any longer, and haven't for several years. And as a money coach for divorced and widowed women, I run classes and workshops, seminars, mastermind groups, and run webinars and so forth, all of which are designed to educate those women who have been married for a while, unfortunately needed to go through a divorce for whatever reason, and are now trying to get back on their feet, figure out what they want to do with the rest of their life, and they want to have some direction in that regard. So there you have it.
You know, Neil, I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, you really are doing a very good deed for the community, because really, I mean, the many women, I was telling my wife, especially when they're married, they're used to, their role is basically to raise the children and do the wifely duties at home, and the husband takes care of all the finances. So really, it didn't occur to me, when women get divorced, suddenly all that responsibility falls on their shoulders. And so
happen that way quite a bit, it's true.
Yeah. And so basically you are really, in a way, you're here to comfort them and to tell them everything will be okay, and I'm going to show you, am I correct, how you can handle your financial affairs, even though
this
is all
true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got to be cognizant of the fact that there's quite a few women in this day and age who are involved in the finances and are career women and so forth. So many of my clients are in those situations where they're involved in careers, are new to the workforce after, let's say the first 4 or 5, 6 years of raising their children.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the situation. Some women are in the boat of not having any financial knowledge, and mm-hmm. they're starting from the get-go, and other women are, in fact, running the household in some cases in terms of the finances. So it depends. But the good news is, regardless of their situation, to have somebody around that can stand side by side with them and coach them through the process of that transition, to me, is important and needed, and I'm very lucky and fortunate to be able to do that and that people accept that from me. So I feel quite honored, as it were.
Right. You know, Neil, before we continue, I really think we should mention that to our listeners, because you happily married yourself. I'm happily married. So from your perspective, why do you think the divorce rate is as high as it is today, from your experience with dealing with these women?
I know we've talked about this, Naftali, and I know we're somewhat on the same page. I do feel that people do give up a little too easily.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, as you and I talked about previously, there are certain situations where you just got to get out. I mean, if there's physical abuse of any kind to a spouse or to children or anything like that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that person should be shot. So, you got to get out. But, in other cases, I would like to see a little more effort made. I would like to see people going to marriage counseling. But having said that as well, Naftali, I tell you, men in particular are not too fond of sitting in front of a shrink.
Hmm.
So my experience has been sometimes the women would like for that to happen, but the men are not willing. So I know that's an overgeneralization. I'm sure it's sometimes true the other way around, but I find it to be the case in more cases than not.
That's very interesting. So for the benefit of our listeners, this is an important point to bring out, that men and women, really, as you said, they have to give it a chance before they just throw in the towel and say it's all over. In fact, last night I was thinking of our mission statement, Neil, for our show. And that's basically what I put down, that it's just, as we say in our introduction, it's just so easy to just throw it in. You're fighting over, let's say, well, why didn't you close the cap of the toothpaste? and then I even said, that's not grounds for getting a divorce. it's like you said, when people, I mean, when we're talking about serious abuse, unfortunately, child abuse, wife abuse, cheating, couples, people having affairs. I can understand how it can get really to the point where it's unbearable.
Right.
But do you follow my point, Neil, right? It's most divorces, I believe, could be are not necessary. In other words, most marriages could be saved. But you did bring a good point. If people don't want to go and sit in front of the therapist or the relationship coach, then we need to find other solutions.
I look, it's hard to know in terms of can, most marriages be saved? I don't know. I just don't know. Can more marriages be saved than are? I would tend to agree with. I think there are more marriages that could be saved, and there are a variety of options available to people if mm-hmm. you've got two willing people, and that's really what it comes down to. You've got to have both people willing. You're right. Relationship coach, therapist, rabbi, priest, whoever you got to go talk to, if you can go that route, then obviously that would be preferable.
Yeah, and that, by the way, that's been my I've been questioning that for many years. Is especially when you hear, remember we talked about it when we met, that 50% of marriages end up in divorce. Statistically, well, this is pretty depressing, especially for younger generation. That is what we keep saying to people is, I'm very concerned for the future generations. When your children grow up, when our daughter grows up, what do they have to look forward to? What? There's, chances are most likely I could end up in divorce. This is not not a way to look forward. When you grow up, to start your life thinking, well, I may not last in my marriage.
Yeah, that's a tough way to go. I mean, I agree, and you know, I've been married 27 years, and it takes work every single day. I think my wife would say the same thing. It's good days and bad days, and hopefully you're able to work it through. We've certainly been to therapists over the years and gotten some help and talked to a rabbi, and we've had all sorts of different things that have occurred over the years. And you know, you do the best that you can to work it through, and then at the last resort, yeah, you.
Right. In other words, Neil, like you said, this is not the first. That should not be the first option. Okay, I'm out of here. We're getting divorced. Goodbye. Get out of my life.
Right.
That should be the last resort.
It should be. It should be. I got to say that from talking to clients,
mm-hmm.
I do believe, based on what I hear, that there is a fair bit of effort that people do put in. I can't say that any of my clients that I talk to, people that I meet, just quit on the spot. It seems to be that there's a several years. I was talking to a woman the other day. She said her marriage has been, she knew 20 years ago it wasn't going to work. And now 37 years into a marriage, she's going to get divorced. Just can't take it anymore. I mean, that was incredible to me.
That is, Neil, I'm sorry to hear. Could you imagine all these years and she knew from the beginning that they're not compatible?
Pretty much. That's what she said. So you think, wow. So what should she have done? Should she have acted on that, 4 years into the marriage when she, or 4 months in, I don't know, whatever it was that she realized originally, mm-hmm. or should she have gone 37 years? I don't know.
Yes, that's a good point. I mean, again, like you said, now they have children, by the way, I presume. She has children?
I'm trying to think if she had, grown.
Mm-hmm.
From children, yeah.
Yeah, because it's another thing which, as far as I'm concerned, who really suffers the most? The children, because they become ping pong balls after the divorce, going back and forth with custody. Okay, so Neil, on that note, we'll go on a break, and we'll be right back.
All right, looking forward to it.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my guest, Neil Palachi. Again, he is a money coach for divorced women. Okay, Neil, and I think now is a good time to start getting into the nitty-gritty of things. In other words, if you can tell our listeners, how do you go about conducting your service to these women?
Well, as I said, my role is almost exclusively focused on the post-divorce situation. So when they come to me, you know, I'll give them an hour of coaching, complimentary always. So if you're a divorced woman, you can always come to me and get an hour, and I'll sit with you and chat with you about your situation and so forth. Mm-hmm. And then my programs will vary from, you know, a relatively inexpensive online seminar, webinar, to, you know, very personalized one-on-one coaching where you'll have to put up with me for as much as a year.
I like the way you put the expression, put up with me. Okay. well, these poor women.
Seriously.
Yeah. Now, okay, so basically, so you literally take them from point A to point B. In other words, correct? You, as if they're going through, one of my favorite words is transformation. You are literally transforming their lives, correct, for the better? In terms of the finances?
Yeah, I mean, and not to play semantics, but let me play semantics for just a minute. So This is the way I look at it. Okay, I'm not transforming their lives. Mm-hmm. I'm coaching them through a process so that they can transform their lives.
Ah.
Okay, so, you know, there's nothing I can do if they don't do it.
In other words, Neil, you can bring the horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right. So, you know, those women who do transform their lives get 100% of the credit. They're doing it. The coaching, right, it's like saying that, you know, Butch Harmon that Butch Harmon won the Masters for Tiger Woods. No, he didn't. All he did was coach Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods already knew how to play golf. Tiger Woods won the Masters. Butch Harmon coached him in doing so, and helped him in that process. So, and that's the way I look at what I do. I'm a coach. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show you different methods and processes. You're going to implement them. I'm going to help you to implement them. But at the end of the day, you are responsible for doing them, and you get all the credit. That's the way I look at it.
I see. Okay, so, you know, so let's touch on, we discussed it briefly. So if divorce is unavoidable, obviously, and they have to start taking action. What methods are available for the couple?
Well, look, let's they've been married a while, and hopefully they've gone to some marriage counseling, or they've gone and seen their rabbi or priest or relationship coach, and they just can't work it out. So now, I believe that if you've got a reasonable, you know, couple of people, and by the way, you don't always have a reasonable couple of people, but if you do have a reasonable couple of people, then mediation is a really good method to get the job done. It, not only is it a good method, but it's also the least expensive. It's somewhat like a do-it-yourself approach, because the mediator is essentially talking to both of you, listening to both of you, and supporting you in your dissolution of the marriage and how you want to do it. And they do talk about who's going to get what and how much income is going to be paid and who's going to, they're going to have a plan for the children and who's going to look after them. And they do all that stuff, but you're not there to, you know, to, well, there might even be a little fighting in the mediation, so it doesn't necessarily eliminate that. But if you've got a couple of agreeable people, then mediation can be, you know, very, very effective. In fact, even if you have a couple that are slightly disagreeable, even as long as they're both willing to go to a mediator, you could probably still mediate the divorce. And that, to me, would be one very good way of doing it.
Okay, I'm with you. That's right. Now, when do you believe, Neil, that under what circumstances do you think that divorce is unavoidable? Now, we mentioned it briefly before, but maybe we should talk about this again.
Well, as I said, certainly if there's any kind of abuse, divorce is unavoidable. And unfortunately, in a situation where there is abuse, you're probably not going to be able to do mediation.
That's right, because there's so much animosity and hostility toward each other. The couples don't even want to, they try to avoid each other as much as they can, which is...
Well, yeah, and if whoever the abuse is coming from, which unfortunately is usually the men, you know, they don't want to be in the same room. I mean, they should have moved out, and, you know, I mean, there could be a life-threatening situation, you never know, so... You know, you've got to be very careful. So mediation is an option. Now, that doesn't mean to say that it has to be a long, drawn-out battle either, but I would certainly say in that situation, you want to go get yourself a lawyer and make sure that you have some legal representation to tell you what to do and how to do it, and, you know, you get what you need. Now, if there's no... physical abuse, there might be some verbal abuse. Obviously, it depends on the level of the verbal abuse. It could be, again, it could be escalating and moving toward the physical abuse, but if it's not, and if it's just two people being upset with each other, there is the possibility that they could go through a process that is known as collaborative. And collaborative law is a fairly new area of law that was brought about in California in 2007. And you do each hire a lawyer and so forth, but essentially you both agree not to go to court. And I would say that if there's any possibility that you can avoid going to court, and dealing with all of the issues and having that legal representation for dealing with all of the issues yourself in a room with your representation and with maybe other professionals like a financial person or a therapist or a life coach or something. I mean, all of those people can be brought into that collaborative situation, that collaborative process. But you've all agreed not to go to court. Now, you know, if at some point it's not working, you can always essentially cancel the agreement and go hire a lawyer and go to court. But the initial agreement is, let's not go to court. Let's just figure this out ourselves with the help of lawyers and anybody else that we need, protect the kids, do what we need to do. So that's the collaborative process, and that's another option which I find to be very helpful in certain situations.
You know, Neil, I like that because I feel the minute people get involved, the authorities, or like you said, when they need the lawyers or whoever, legal representation, there goes their privacy. Literally, their life becomes an open book.
Well, yeah, and you know, you've got you're sitting up there in a court situation, and here's this judge, this one person, who at the end of the day listens to everything that he or she is being told, both by lawyers and by you individually. There might be some dishonesty involved in any of that process, and then that judge makes decisions on custody and on where you live and whether or not property should be sold and how fees, lawyers' fees and other things are going to be paid. You've got this one person making all those decisions, and you get to influence that to some degree.
And like you said, and most of the time, unfortunately, there is deception and lies, and so, of course, you cannot blame the judge. He can only go by the information that you give him.
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, that is true. But there are judges that have various biases toward the woman, toward the man, toward the children, which, of course, a bias toward the children is always a good thing, in my opinion. So they've got their own biases, and they're just people. So they have their own emotional attachments to how they feel things should be done, and they're making judgments as well about how things should be done.
Yeah.
It's not a jury deal. It's not like you've got 12 people listening to this sitting in a jury box, and they go away to a room and discuss all the information and come back with a decision. That you've got one person making all these decisions based upon information which may or may not be accurate. So I don't want to be there. I don't want to be in that courtroom. I want to be in a room with my lawyer if necessary, and my wife's lawyer if necessary, and we'll talk it all through and figure it all out. I don't need somebody up on a bench telling me what to do.
Yeah. And again, Neil, you see, as far as I'm concerned, if people just learn how to work things out with each other, they can avoid all this embarrassment, awkward situation. Like I said, their life becomes an open book. I personally don't. I don't want people to know all about my personal life. You know what I'm saying to you?
I know exactly what you're saying. So it's and by the way, we can talk about this segment, next segment, whatever you like. But
yeah,
I want to tell everybody about a film that we're going to be showing actually next Thursday evening, which talks to this exact issue of going to court and how to avoid it and all this other kind of stuff. So maybe I don't know how much time we have left in this segment, but maybe
yes,
you'll allow me to kind of promote that a little bit in the next segment.
Oh, I'll be happy to. Yeah, we got about 1 minute before we go to break. So I just want to reiterate what you said, that people have to realize, again, we emphasized our listeners, do your best to work things out before your life becomes an open book and it becomes a whole different situation that you're going to have to get used to. Okay. So on that note, we're going to go on a break and we'll be right back.
Thanks.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat Jr., President and CEO of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we are back, everyone, with my guest, Neil Palachi. So, Neil, as we were saying, once you get to the court system, do you believe that the family court system is broken? Yes. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I do believe the family court system is broken. You know, to be clear, it does. It is different from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. You know, Ventura County, L.A. County, Santa Barbara County, and so forth. I mean, those are just a few in California, and of course, you've got the whole country, and every state is run slightly differently. Every county is run slightly differently. So, you know, it's a very general statement, but I would say in a general way, the family court system is broken. I mean, according to some recent statistics that I read, that the divorce business, the divorce industry is a $50 billion industry. There used to really be no money in it. There was, you know, people would need to do what they needed to do and they would do it. But now there's so much money in it that it's become problematic. And you've got people that are just getting hurt. Kids are getting hurt. I mean, some of the psychological damage that's being done going through a divorce is just, it's very sad, very sad indeed.
You know, Neil, I use the word devastating. It's
devastating. Yeah, I think devastating is a good word.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go as far as say that. You see, and that's so sad. As the expression goes, God bless America. But when people capitalize, you just mentioned with a B, as a B as in boy, a billion, you said? How many?
Yes, correct.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's staggering, Neil. I mean, so think about it. So people are capitalizing on people's miseries.
Well, they are to some degree. I mean, I think that, look, like with any profession, you've got the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, within legal profession, you've got some good attorneys and some bad attorneys and then some ugly, ugly stuff that goes on. Mm-hmm. And that's one part of it. And then within the court system itself, you've got a very unusual situation because, you know, you're dealing with asset issues. mm-hmm. you know, asset and income issues. So you're dealing with the court of equity, essentially. Mm-hmm. And you don't have juries, and there's nobody else kind of looking at what's going on. Again, you've got this one judge sitting up on a bench making all these decisions. And I've heard some horror stories both from men and women. I mean, I hear more horror stories from women because of that's who I work with. Mm-hmm. But there's certainly horror stories on both sides of the equation. People having their kids taken away from them, and I mean, homes that are being foresold, and I mean, it's a mess. I'm not saying that's happening every day to everyone. It's not. But there's some really bad stuff happening out there, and it needs to stop.
I'm with you. So, Neil, so from your perspective, what are you doing about it?
Well, you know, there's a good question, right? Because put your money where your mouth is, right? I'm with you. So, when I started working this business, I had a marketing coach tell me, hey, you know, you should work with divorced and widowed women. That's a great idea. And it was an idea, and it was a marketing effort, and it was a target market. And then as I got into it, I became passionate about it, and I realized what was going on and what a mess it is and so forth. And so, yes, I have started to do things about it. I have a group of 12 professionals. The group is called the Divorce Transition Professionals. You know, mediators and lawyers and certified divorce financial analysts, mortgage broker, realtor, business consultant, investment advisor. I mean, I've 12 of us in this group. And so we've been together for the last 6 years, and we're there to help people deal with all of the issues surrounding divorce, even if they don't end up getting divorced. And so one of the things that we did is license a film, a documentary called Divorce Corp, C-O-R-P, Divorce Corp. And this film was an independent film that has been created by a production company out of Los Angeles. And they've licensed that movie to us. And we've rented a theater in Westlake Village on Thursday, the 8th of May, 1 week from tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show this movie. And this is an hour and a half documentary on the court system and the mess that it is, and what to do about it and how to deal with it differently. And then we're going to have a discussion group afterwards across the street at a coffee house where people can come and talk about their situations and get some help from professionals if needed, and talk to each other, talk to people that are in a similar situation. So
you can go
see the film.
Yes, I want to say, Neil, before we talk about that, first I want to commend you for your efforts. I think all the listeners feel just like me. I applaud you for, you know the expression, well, there's a problem with somebody, you ought to do something about it. And you saying, well, yes, I'm going to do something about it. Instead of waiting for the somebody to do something, you taking action. So I commend you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, I'm very lucky to have 11 other people in this group that are working together to get this movie out there and to get people motivated to talk about their issues and do everything that they can to resolve it in the best possible way, and that's what we're going to do next Thursday evening. So, people can go to my website, I'll tell you what. Go to the website divorcecorp.com. It's easier to say. Divorcecorp.com. www.divorcecorp.com. And go there and go to the section that says film. Get a ticket and come out and see the film and come to the discussion group. Have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine with us, and we'll see what we can do to help people through this horrific process.
Yes, we certainly encourage all the listeners in our area to whoever can come, please come and take a look at that, because as Neil said, this is a community effort here to do something about this very serious problem. that we...
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And now, Holly, do you mind if I give people my direct phone number?
Please, go right ahead.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call or text me directly, I'll get you a ticket. 818-606-7327. 818-606-7327. Text me or call me, and I'll get you a ticket.
You know, we can do, Neil, we can also, I'll ask Linda, my wife, to enter it online so people can, in case people didn't have a chance to write it down or people driving, whatever, they'll be able to see it online.
That's a good idea, yeah. Put it up on Facebook and all that. That's what you're talking about. Yeah, great. That'd be great. Thank you.
Sure. Also, Neil, I want to ask you now, for people who are not within our physical locality, do you help people all over, or basically you just concentrate on Ventura County?
Well, on our, we have a new web program that's coming out next month that obviously anybody will have access to. So from that perspective, that's a worldwide opportunity, right, because of the web. So those that program is going to be a 12-week learning program, and that's for anybody that wants it. And it's going to be, it's only going to be $97. It's going to be very inexpensive. So hopefully that'll be something that everybody can afford. In terms of the face-to-face coaching that I do, yeah, most of it is done in the Southland. I do have some clients that have moved out of state. We use Skype, and certainly with the technology available to us today, that does provide for me to be able to do some work outside of my local area. So if somebody wants to call me and they're somewhere else in the world, I'm happy to help.
Oh, that's good news. In other words, so because, you know, many people feel, I guess I'll have to, the only way I can work with Neil is I physically have to go come to his office and talk to him face to face. You say that's not necessary today with today's technology.
Right.
You could do it with Skype and what have you.
Yeah, because anything, that, you know, all of the things that I do with a client, most of the things I do with a client can be done with the use of technology. There are certain things, obviously, I won't be able to do, like if somebody wanted me to come with them to their advisor meeting, which is one of the things I do with my clients, and they're in New York, you know, I wouldn't be able to do that. But that doesn't mean to say that I can't be in that advisor meeting on Skype or on the phone, helping them just as I do with clients locally.
There you go. You see, because today's technology, we really, we can do so much more, as before we were quite limited to
local. Really amazing. Yeah. Well, look at what we're doing right now, see?
It is amazing, too. I mean, I usually, you know, I'm used to the old tradition, Neil, when, you know, when we, both of us would have to go to the studio. In this case, it would have to be, we have to travel now, let's see, 6-7 hours to Phoenix, Arizona, and go to the studio.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. They got us. No. They got us patched in. We're good to go.
Yes, yes. In fact, by the way, Neil, you know, Voice America, I believe they're up to 3.5 million listeners across the world, across the globe. Isn't that nice?
Well, that's incredible. And for those folks that are listening to us today, we're, you know, I'm happy to help in any way that I can. If you are going through some kind of a marital situation, call me, email me. I'm happy to help. I help a lot of people that never hire me, that never meet me. I'm in a situation where, you know, I feel very fortunate about being able to help people, and I'm happy to do so.
Yes, and by the way, I want to say, for the benefit of our listeners, Neil, I want to tell our listeners that we actually met in person, and you are very, what's the word, personable. I certainly felt at ease with you, and I feel that you care about people, and you sincerely would like to help them any way you can.
Well, I appreciate that. It was a pleasure meeting with you and your wife and your daughter. It was nice to get to know you, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. So on that note, we'll go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay, thank you.
Stay stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you ever just ask why? If others, especially children, ask you the same question, how do you answer? Is life a whole bunch of questions just waiting for the right answer? When you tune in to the Mickey Ellison Show, you'll find out how to find the answers and open up so many more questions as you do. At what point in our lives did we stop answering the why questions and just settle for whatever answer we've been programmed to settle for? Never stop asking why. Join Mickey Ellison every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Are you single and looking to get married soon? Perhaps you've started that journey with your soulmate and need some coaching before you get married. Are you feeling that issues in your marriage have pushed you to the brink of divorce? Naftali Schwartz wants to talk with you. At the Center for Self-Improvement, we offer coaching for people that are looking for results in their lives or are just having trouble taking the next step. If you're ready for a shift in your attitude and mentality, visit the Center for Self-Improvement, Inc.com or call us at 818-209-7533. We're based in Southern California, but we can reach out to you no matter where you are in the world. If you're not in our area, Naftali can offer private sessions via telephone or online. Naftali will help you with your relationship coaching at almost any step. If you're looking to be in a relationship, in one now, or thinking about getting out of one, don't be hasty. Call Naftali today to get results in a different way. Visit CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or call 818-209-7533. Again, that's CenterForSelfImprovementInc.com or 818-209-7533. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my guest, Neil Palachi, money coach for divorced women. And, you know, Neil, I think it would be nice if you can share with our listeners a case or two where you felt that you were quite successful in helping them resolve their issues.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, I like that. Well, I've had, not to toot my own horn, but I think that all my cases are successful.
I'm happy to hear that.
In one way or another, there's different levels of success and so forth, but I will tell you that one of the things that I always point out to people is that my services are what I consider concierge. In other words, Naftali, that not only am I working with people to help them resolve their issues, but I'm not just telling them, okay, do this, this, and this, and then come back to me next week and report to me. I mean, there is a certain amount of accountability, but I'm going to help to get those things done. So, I have a client right now that I'm working with, and, she's got a few bucks. She's okay, money-wise. Mm-hmm. But she wanted to get her house remodeled and an extension built on, and it was a big project, and it's going to cost about $200,000 for her to do this project, and we sat down for a long time and looked at all the different options. Like, where is this money going to come from? Should it be borrowed? Should it be part of your cash? Should you take it out of your investment pool? Should you be spending that much money, maybe less money? We looked at different bids from different contractors. I helped her to review those things. People say, well, you know, what do you know about construction? Well, I know nothing about construction. It's not about the construction. It was about the money. So, you know, my role there was to make sure that, you know, if she's going to go through with this, that it's still, she can still meet her goals. You know, does it help her to meet her goals? Does it hurt her to meet her goals if she's going to do this? How is she going to do that? So we went through, you know, weeks, if not months, of reviewing that situation. I have, you know, another client who had a couple of different products, life insurance and annuities. She was losing money. I mean, every month one of these accounts was going down $600 a month. She didn't even realize that it was doing that. And so, you know, one of my roles, one of my jobs is to find money. What's going on with the money and the assets that you have, and are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? It's not really a function of me questioning the financial advisor or questioning the accountant or something, but a second pair of eyes on an issue. I mean, you can just ask questions, and maybe there's questions that I would ask that the client wouldn't ask, and all of a sudden that client has got an extra several $1,000s in their pocket because of one thing or another.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. In other words, you go the extra mile where, let's say, other people, they just go on the surface and they may miss a few items where you buy.
Well, I think those people all do their job. I'm not. I don't want to make it sound like they're not doing their job, and I am. They're doing their job, but the client doesn't always know the questions to ask.
Ah, okay. I'm with you.
You know, so then something gets missed, and let's say an accountant is doing a tax return. Well, the accountant will do the tax return and do a good job, but the accountant only knows what to do with the information provided by the client.
That's right. Well, just like his,
you know, so, you know, if I know that there's some, I say, wait a minute, you didn't provide the accountant with this, this, and this.
Yes.
Well, there's no way for the accountant to know that.
Yes, yes. And by the way, Neil, I just realized, you also, I keep mentioning to our listeners that, you know, you're a money coach for divorced women, but I remember you now, you said you also help widow women, not just divorced
women.
Well,
I do. I mean, they've obviously, their situation is very different, but they end up on their own. That's the point, I guess, is they end up on their own. Now, I'd say about 80 to 85% of my clients are divorced women.
Ah, okay.
And maybe, you know, 15 to 20% of my clients are widows. But yeah, I mean, obviously in a divorce, it's a very different situation than a widow. But the point is that they're both left on their own, and there needs to be some kind of support system, you know, after the family has essentially been with them for the 3 months following the death and so forth, and now they're on their own. They need to have an ongoing support system, so that's what I provide.
Right, and like you said, you've been doing this now for 7 years, so you have quite a bit of experience. It's not like you just opened your doors.
Yeah, 7 years doing this, and over 23 years in the financial services industry, working with people and working with a lot of you know, widows and divorcees, even at that time, doing different side of the financial services business. But, 30 years in total working in the financial services arena with all sorts of different clients. But, Leah, the last 7 years specifically with divorced and widowed women.
So I think, Neil, the people should be pretty good hands with you. They should feel quite comfortable that...
I find that my clients, I mean, if you go onto my website, there's testimonials. I'm happy to put anybody in touch with certain people who have agreed to talk to prospective clients. They feel good about what they've done with me, and they're happy to talk to clients about how they might be helped by my services. So, you know, I believe in full disclosure, and, you know, listen, you can't make everybody happy all the time, but I've got a good reputation. I've been around a long time. People know me, and I do a good job. I believe in what I am doing, and I'm passionate about what I'm doing.
Oh, I like that word. It's just like I'm passionate about what I'm doing, and in terms of trying to save marriages. Well, so we both agree, Neil, you know, in closing, we should say, we both agree that ultimately people really should try to save their marriages because, let's face it, divorce is devastating to all parties concerned. The husband, the wife, the children, everybody suffers as a result of a divorce. However, okay. If it isn't right, but however, if it is inevitable, that's where you would tell people, well, there is a solution. That's where you come in to help these women who otherwise, I would say, might even start panicking or say, what happens next?
I mean, look, when there's a divorce, everybody's panicking. The man, the woman, everybody's panicking. It's horrible. But, you know, and I'm not the guy that's going to take them through the divorce. I want to be clear about that. I mean, that, you know, that's a mediator's role, a lawyer's role, a paralegal, I mean, the court system to some degree. You know, I'm not the guy taking them through the divorce, and I'm certainly happy to meet with anybody who's contemplating divorce, and I'll point them in the right direction and talk to them about what their options are and so forth, help them to develop a team. But my strength, my primary role, is to help that woman see that she can be a successful person in her own right following the divorce and how to do that. What's the process through which she's going to accomplish that for herself?
Very good. And on that note, Neil, I want to thank you very much for being a guest on my show today. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. You are a wonderful person, and I know that anybody coming to you would be in great hands. I appreciate this opportunity, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you very much. Same here, Neil. So on that note, I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. As I always say, think about everything we talked about and incorporate it into your life. And everybody have a good day, have a good week, and we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.